This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Hey, Dr. Batar, was it last week we were together at the Best Answer for Cancer in San Diego? Was it a week ago?
It seems like it was. Yeah, it was a week ago. It seems like it was longer than that.
Well, it feels like it was a lifetime ago. There's so much that happened since that time. I had more travel trips as well since then. I'm sure you have too, but. My gosh, what a weekend we had, though. It was a great reunion with you and got a lot of good stuff done together. You met a lot of good folks. A lot of good folks met you as well. And I tell you, the outcome of that, I'm impressed with the interaction with the doctors there. They seemed sincere in wanting to learn.
Yeah, they did. And I thought it was a great conference, too. But you're right. You know, it's strange. It's usually things feel like it was just yesterday and it happened a while ago, but this does feel like it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, and yet it was only last week. That's true. It's strange.
That tells me the time, whatever we call it, has sped up again because it's a time war. We feel like we've lived a month or two in a week, in this past week. That was the sense we both had here. Now, I want to open with you on this article because you sent it to me. I don't think Super Don included it in the notes today, but we can always add it, Super D. It was about connecting the dots between insulin resistance, unhealthy blood vessels, and cancer. And I reviewed that and sent you my response, and you said exactly, too. And we had a good time because I was so excited to get you connected with my buddy Chris Barr, who I've known for many years. And he's done a lot of research through the literature over decades and decades. It seems to have, you know, passed by most eyes. And, I said this whole study, which was interesting, about insulin resistance, they really negate mineral deficiencies in this. And that's pretty much an allopathic medical view of the world. We want to look at mechanisms. We want to look at genes. We want to see how what we learn from those things can develop into a drug somehow to get beyond what they call resistance to insulin. And what we've learned, at least here and with our buddy Chris, is that it isn't so much a resistance to insulin. It's a lack of chromium to offload the sugar or load the sugar back into the insulin molecules for carrying capacity.
Yeah, it's an issue with sugar. That's exactly what it is. And I have felt for a very long time, whether it's intuitive or whether it's observational or a combination of both. And in fact, in the last 10 years, the science has validated this, that it all comes down to a sugar issue, where sugar causes not only the resistance of the body's ability to deal with insulin, but also causes many of the cascades that are necessary in order for cancer to start. So we know cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. We know that everybody recognizes that the body needs sugar to run. It's a fuel. But what people don't understand is sugar is also, it's kind of like oxygen. You need it to survive, but it's oxygen that also causes the oxidative process and the rusting process. So sugar is needed to run the body, but it's actually high levels of sugar that cause a detriment to the system that lead to these chronic diseases of cardiovascular disease and cancer, which represent together 80% of causes of all deaths on our planet. This includes homicide, suicide, natural disasters, wars, and all of the disease processes combined.
Mm-hmm. What are the balancing factors? If we talk about sugar in the absence of minerals, particularly chromium, or maybe say oxygen in the absence of antioxidants, you've got an unmitigated disaster.
Well, that's true. So, you know, the first thing is we can talk about the deficiency of minerals, and you know that that's something close to my heart, and I, you know, dealing with taking out metals out of the body, putting minerals back. I've always said minerals are as important, if not more important, than taking the metals out. But But really, before we even talk about the deficiency of chromium, Robert, we need to talk about the dietary intake of sugars.
Of course.
And I think that's where the problem is, that we just consume way, way too much sugar. And I'm not just talking about sugar in its sugar form, but sugar, you know, just simple carbohydrates. We consume far too many simple carbohydrates into our diet, which are simple sugars, which convert into sugar as soon as they hit the system, the glucose. And it's that problem. And then, of course, not having sufficient minerals, that is adding fuel to the fire, adding insult to injury. And then the cascade just gets worse upon worse.
Well, exactly. And, of course, we talk about the balancing act of nature. I look at how foods come in their whole state, right? If we look at the sugar beet, or, for instance, the sugar cane, we'll find it's one of the highest sources of chromium on the planet in terms of food sources of chromium, interestingly enough. Now, why would that be? Did the Creator know something about the necessity of certain minerals when you're ingesting certain foods that have more sugars than other foods? I think so, but it's not only that, it's whole grains. But what happens if man takes out and rips the grain apart, removes it, refines it, and gives you this pure white crack cocaine version of wheat? It no longer has those minerals, and so that becomes like sugar, pure sugar for you as well.
That's exactly right. And you forgot to mention, re-fortify it then.
Oh, yes.
Fortified with, and then they put all this, they rip everything out and then throw a couple things in there, and they call it re-fortified, which I've always found very amusing.
Oh, yeah. Of course, in the forms of these things that are fortified are, you know, I don't know, iron, like iron filings. Oh, yes, that's what we need in our breakfast cereal.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the more stuff we take out, let's forget about the quality or the lack of quality of stuff we're putting in, but whenever we take things out, we're taking them out of their natural whole form, and it's like trying to extract one constituent off maybe 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 different constituents that we don't recognize, and it's because we think we know what's best. We try to isolate that one constituent. And the truth of the matter is that many of these things work in conjunction with each other, and when not present together, may not have the same effect. So when you remove them from each other or take one out, it totally changes the way it works in vivo. Mm-hmm. And so now we have a problem, because we think it's this active ingredient or that active ingredient. I think that's where the pharmaceutical industry went wrong, rather than recognizing that many of these things in their whole form are really where you get the best benefit from.
Well, and it's like what I lectured on at the Best Answer for Cancer. One of the slides I talked about was the issue of biodiversity, how devastated the biodiversity of the microbiome is in the presence of an antibiotic, versus other things like water or even the silver, and it didn't harm the biodiversity because it was the concert, the symphony of all of these minerals working in harmony or in a balance. And man doesn't have that intelligence. I'm sorry, even the smartest PhD does not have the intelligence of the Creator unless they paid attention and tried to honor it and do their best to live in accordance with it. That would be intelligent.
Yeah, and that's never going to happen because we've got the man factor in there. And that's one reason that I'm so adamant that we just remove the toxicities from the body and allow the body then to start doing the magic itself. And that's where our slogan of the power to heal is yours. It really is, from a physiological principle, the soundest and the most honest thing that anybody can express, because that is how the system is created. And the body has that own innate intelligence to do what it needs to do. The problem is with all the things that we've put in the way that we create as obstacles. And as you say so eloquently, the symphony is disrupted because we come in there. It's like somebody playing beautiful music, and we come in as man thinking we know what we're doing, and somebody's like, you know, it's like clanging a bottle or something, and it just ruins everything. And that's where the problem lies. We just need to stop getting in our own way, and if we just get the heck out of the way, things are going to go right back in place.
Imagine that, getting out of the way and letting creation do what creation knows to do. I mean, that's brilliant. But, of course, it doesn't feed the ego of man all that well, that thinks, oh, I can outdo the Creator. I'm way smarter. And of course, that's one of the greatest tricks that are played on the mind.
Yeah, that's a really true statement. And when we talk about this, Robert, man has done this consistently. And then, of course, hundreds of years later, we always remember, you know, how foolish we are. And we remember how foolish we were then. We don't seem to recognize how foolish we are currently. But this is where the issue of you said the smartest PhDs, unless they, you know, take that into consideration. I think that the entire brain power that has been in existence previously, that will be existence in the future, and that is currently existence. You take all the computers and all the brain power, and you put it all together. We cannot even fathom remotely how extensively brilliant and how all-encompassing the creator's design was. I mean, just think of a machine, a self-replicating machine that is consistently healing itself and gets better the more you use it. I mean, what kind of machine do we have that the more you use it, the better it gets? You know, the longer you use it, the more hours in the engine, the more flight hours, whatever you have, tractors or cars, however they measure how old they are, and then they get junked and they get thrown away. But the physiological system, not just the human system, but, you know, dogs, horses, everything, the more you use them, the more fit they get, the better they perform, the longer they last. I mean, it's an amazing system. And then we start to muck around with it. You know, just take sugar and put sugar in a car engine. What happens to that car engine?
Oh, man, it goes bad fast, almost instantly.
Exactly. So why? Just imagine we put all the sugar into our body and we still function. Yeah, it's destroying us, but we can still function. That's the amazing thing to me.
Well, that's a testament to, again, the power of creation, that it would be so resilient that you can do a lot of nasty things to it, and somehow it'll hop along, limp along for a while. And, of course, that becomes a very profitable outplay, if you will, for the medical industry, because we get to manage diseases with substances that create even more diseases. Of course, that's not what I do. That's not what you do. But that's what the system is set up to do. And this is the system that people are clamoring for and freaking out over, because Trump may have helped to usher in a modification to Obamacare. Certainly not nearly close to what I would say is a pristine system of allowing the freedom of all healers to heal as opposed to all doctors to suppress.
I completely agree. And this is the fallacy with the way our system has been set up, the misinformation that's propagated. And the good news is that more and more people are becoming aware of this fallacy. More and more people are becoming intolerant and not putting up with this and stepping outside of the box, seeking their own solutions, becoming more proactive, doing things that they know either intuitively or that they've researched to find that would benefit them, changing the diet, you know, cleaning the water, et cetera, et cetera. And this is where it's very, very empowering to see these changes occur. Just since we've been doing the radio show the last 7 years, it's been massive change in the general population. You know, the greater awareness, even things like Whole Foods, when they're saying they've got organic foods and yet they're doing genetically modified foods and public not standing for it.
Well, exactly. I'll be honest with you, Dr. Bittar. When I opened the show today, I talked to so many people who had vaccine-injured children and grandkids that I was like, dude, I just want to go to sleep for a couple hundred years, wake up when they've actually figured this thing out. But we're not giving up. We're not stopping. We got Dr. Bittar doing advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check him out, Dr. Bittar, DrButtar.com. Linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
But they owe the humanity. I mean, Dr. Bachar, I mentioned coming into today's show before you were on the air, and I was just so, a little bit emotional about it, talking to the families, grandparents talking to me about their grandkids, and I said, you know what? These kids are being these are vaccine-induced diseases, everyone they were laying out, and the grandparents got it. But they're all saying, my daughter, she won't listen to me about the vaccines, right? And there was a time that the grandparents' age believed in the vaccines, believed in the doctors, etc. And now we got the American Academy of Pediatrics declaring that no science is needed to prove that vaccines are safe because we believe they're safe and effective. That's all we need to know. Believe, just rub a little fairy dust on them, and they're good to go. This is the kind of science we're dealing with, and the kind of disaster that you've been dealing with in terms of the parents bringing their kids to you, much less adults who are vaccine injured.
Yeah, it's probably the greatest source of frustration for patients that have discovered the truth, and then they want to tell their loved ones, their family members, their you know, sometimes even as close as their significant others, and sometimes it causes a lot of rift. I'll tell you, the greatest motivation for me to write the first book that I wrote, the 9-step book, was because of the fact that patients would get their own blood pressures up, trying to explain to me why they were interested, they're trying to get their neighbor, their friend, their employee, this, that, the other. And I would tell them, that, listen, this, I appreciate your desire to want to direct them, but, you know, I'm not vested with them. You're the patient. I'm here to get you better. And you getting your blood pressure up and getting upset and agitated and aggravated because of their lack of understanding is not worth it. Just continue to do the right thing. You know, live your life well. And as Confucius said, you should preach every opportunity you get and never open your mouth. So live by example, in other words. And this has been one of the things that I try to live my life like that. I know you try to live your life like that. But the book was, that was the reason, the motivation of the book was to get it out so now people don't have to talk about it, to just hand somebody a book. And that actually has, I think that's the reason that 7 years after the book came out, it's still, you know, selling over, they say that only 3% of books only sell 1,000 copies or more. 3%. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. And so, you know, we've been hitting that, we've been selling a couple thousand books every year for the last 7 years after it became a bestseller. So I guess that's a testament to it itself, but I hope that people understand that they don't need to get themselves all agitated and uproar trying to convince others. Just live your life clean, live your life good, set the example, and be the example.
Right, because if you listen to the doctors or the American Academy of Pediatrics, they still believe vaccines prevent cancer, yet they can't point to one study to back up the claim. I mean, it's just insane. These people are claiming to have the mantle of science on their side.
Yeah, but Robert, the thing is, you know, the problem with you is that you're still trying to use rationale and intellect to argue with the brick wall, and the brick wall has no capacity to understand what it doesn't understand. You know,
yeah.
Again, I think Confucius said or Buddha said, for those who understand, no explanation is necessary, but for those who don't understand, no explanation is possible.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's you can't reason with those that don't have the capacity to reason.
Well, and this is why the IOM, which is referred to in this, and then the AAP tries to point to science, is no longer the Institute of Medicine, but it is now the Institute of Madness.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I like the way you say that when you call it religious. What's the word you use? Religiosity.
Well, it's scientism and sci-fiantism. Of course, it's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine denomination, a lot of different ways to relay these this kind of information.
I like all of them.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like
all...
you mentioned the discord among, you know, family members. One or others believe in vaccines. The others don't. They've woken up and they realize it. And I've said to folks that you have an easier time marrying outside of your religion and having a happy family with kids than you do when one spouse believes in vaccines and the other doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very true statement. That's a very true statement. And, you know, you should see the type of conflict that occurs when you've got family members, like husbands and wives, that are going through a divorce now. And it's amazing, you know, those types of challenges. I have seen families, though, that are going through a divorce. I've had this actually happen twice now, where husband and wife going through a divorce, terrible divorce, but they come together based upon how they're going to treat their child, and that's really refreshing to see.
Yeah, if you put your children first, but those that are deluded into the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism will use the needles of the vaccine religion as an assault weapon against the other spouse because the courts typically side with them on that over even religious convictions against aborted fetal tissue injections. We got a lot more to discuss here on Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show right after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Among the many cool things we get to do with Dr. Bitar, you get to do with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands of hours now, of archives available to you. And, of course, you can go through our traditional channels through our syndicator GCN or at robertscottbell.com through SoundCloud. But also with Dr. Bitar, you want to go right to it? Go to medicalrewind.com. Medicalrewind.com. It'll get you there really quickly. And you'll be opened up to a whole other world of healing possibilities or healing realities. And we're only with you once a week for an hour together with Dr. Bitar. He's too busy to do more, but my goodness, the things we've covered over the years, and it never goes bad. including how to solve the healthcare crisis. And there's an article there at Natural News that talks about it too. But of course, many of the tips that are in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, Dr. Pitar mentioned earlier, you can get that. It's an international best-selling book as well. But I was thinking of pretty much the political left at this point, they don't know what to make of Trump. Trump is not a traditional conservative either. But the fact that he said, you know, maybe we should tinker around the edges of Obamacare, that's almost too much to handle, because they think that money pulled together, stolen from some people, given to others to cover toxic substances that don't belong in the human body, except for a short term in a crisis, maybe of life and death only, is a solution for what ails us. If we had more money for more drugs, everybody would be good. Of course, if that were the case, we would have been golden already, because we're already the most heavily drugged country on the planet in the United States. There's nobody that takes as much drugs approved by the government than Americans. So tell me how more of that is going to do better.
Well, Robert, you know, we saw one of our friends at the conference in San Diego, Dr. Robert Drone, who's the former editor-in-chief of Second Opinion Newsletter, which was, as I understand, among the top 2 most popular newsletters, health newsletters in North America. And Dr. Rowan had, when he reviewed the book, he had actually written, I'm looking at one of the little things he wrote, it says, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away does in 352 pages what thousands of pages in the federal health care takeover can't do. And I like that, because it really comes down to personal responsibility, and people, until they are aware and recognize that it's their own personal responsibility to take health care in their own hands, and as long as they put it in the hands of the government and give the government the responsibility to do that, they will miserably fail. It's the same thing. You put your children's health in the government's hand, they will miserably fail. You put your money in anything that you do, you must take responsibility. You must recognize that you have the ultimate responsibility. And as soon as you are disillusioned enough to actually hand over that responsibility of anything that is your responsibility, and you hand it over to another entity, you will soon wake up to the realization that nobody is as vested in your best outcome than yourself.
Right.
And if that's the case, then you have to do certain things and be proactive and do the things that are necessary. And some of those things include not eating the crap, getting up off the couch and actually moving. And if you can't move, I had this patient that had a C3, C4 complete transverse fracture after a motorcycle accident. They said he'd never walk again. And this guy used to work out in the gym. You know, he'd drag one foot, swing the other foot around. He'd have to have somebody in the gym strap the weights to his arms because he had no grip. But he worked out regularly. And, you know, that's always been my thought process. Whenever I think that I can't do something because I'm injured or whatever, I remember this guy. Everybody can move to some fashion, to some extent. Even if you're a quadriplegic and you can't do anything but move your head 5 degrees to move to the straw, to the other side, then do it. Do whatever it is. Move, because we were designed to move. And just simple things like this, all of us need to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't have all those problems that all these issues with healthcare and everything. I'm minimizing it somewhat, but the point is that if people did the right things, they would never need the big, bypass surgeries and all that other stuff. And in fact, even if you do think you need a bypass surgery, you don't need a bypass surgery. There's other options that you can do and get much better results without
any
side effects. Yeah.
Here's a great example of this as well. You got to meet Sherazad, who was with Liam Sheff, our good buddy, for the last couple of years of his life. And one of her sons had a severe, I don't know if you call it a compound break. I mean, both the tibia and the fibia were broken, solidly through. And the doctors told them, and this is their training, you'll never walk again, you'll never do your sports again, we need to insert metal rods, pins, etc. And that so freaked this young man out that he said, Mom, I don't want to do that. I want to do something else. And he listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and, you know, we have a connection through Liam. I talked to him and his mother. We talked about utilizing certain homeopathic remedies to deal with injury and trauma. We talked about the role of silica as a trace mineral, how critical that is for bone growth and repair, more important than some of the macro minerals that you always hear about, calcium, right? And he got on that, and he also, you know, did silver to prevent any infection, and he's walking on it, you know, this now years later, it's been a long time since this happened, completely in the face of what the doctors knew to be true. They knew that it wouldn't be possible to do what he did. Of course, he did it. So what are you left with? You know, what do the doctors really know when they make these pronouncements? You can't recover from your heart attack unless you have open heart surgery and we remove a vein from your leg, turn it inside out, and put it and bypass an artery in your heart, right? What do they really know?
Well, that's the $10 million question. And in actuality, it's only worth about a dollar because they only know what, as you said, the Church of Mysticism has assigned. You know, well, I don't even know how the words that you used to describe it, but it does come down to religion because they believe what the dogma they have been pounded with all throughout medical school, postgraduate, you know, training during the internship, during the residency, during the fellowships, and that is all they know. And the ramifications of stepping outside of that to tell anybody, they get slapped so hard, they get spanked so badly that they come back into that box that's been created for them, and they stay there. And then there's, you know, the crazy ones like you know, some of us that step out and won't go back in. But the point is that it's really the system, the way it was set up, and it all comes back to the Flexner Report. Mm-hmm. And the Flexner Report is really what created the problems for the multiple millions of people that have suffered. Because homeopathy, as an example, I had no idea until probably about 7-8 years ago that homeopathy was the staple medical methodology mm-hmm. utilized during the Civil War and prior to the Civil War. Now, they had other things that weren't, you know, they had like mercury drinks that people would drink to settle their stomachs and this and that. But the point is homeopathy was used and has been used for hundreds of years mm-hmm. and never hurt anybody. And now they minimize it and you know, consider it inferior.
Well, at the same time, those that are claiming it's inferior, those that still do, will not acknowledge, won't look in the mirror, like even a mainstream rag like the New York Post has published today. Medical studies are almost always bogus. I mean, this is a shock. On top of the first published vaccinated versus unvaccinated study, which was just published last week, now it's being challenged again because they're freaking out, absolutely freaking out at the rate of chronic disease it reveals among the vaccinated population not found in the unvaccinated population. But they're talking about a complete reproducibility crisis in scientific so-called studies. They're not following scientific processes, and they're saying they're costing taxpayers in excess of $28 billion a year with nothing to show for it, as Richard Harris is revealing in his book, Rigor Mortis, How Sloppy Science Creates Worthless Cures, Crushes Hope, and Wastes Billions.
Is that a book?
Yeah, new book.
Huh. Well, you know, this is a point that I think even the studies that were done that showed that the incidence of children that had autism in communities or in populations, subpopulations that did not routinely have inoculations, for example, the Amish, they were talking about the Amish people and how in the Amish people they have been cases of autism that have been that have shown up in the Amish community, and the Amish people community don't have vaccinations. And so that was one of the things that was thrown in people's faces, like, you know, 7 cases or 8 cases of autism. But then when you further investigate, all those families actually had vaccinations where one or two members of the family went behind the rest of the family's back and got vaccinations. And those children that in the Amish community, it's like 100% lack of autism because none of those people had vaccinations, but yet the few that did have vaccinations had, I mean, they may have had, you know, maybe, I don't know, I'm just throwing out a number, 40, 50 people had vaccinations, and of those were the people that ended up showing that they had developmental delays in their kids. So, and I'm not saying vaccinations are the only cause. I'm saying it's total mercury load. Vaccinations is just one component of that mercury load. But another one that people don't talk that much about is the maternal amalgam load. How many dental amalgams does the woman have when she's carrying the fetus in utero? Mm-hmm. And so each filling is outgassing at 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day. That is a crap load of mercury, and it's all being inhaled. And so inhalation of mercury fumes is actually, inhalation of mercury is the most toxic way of being exposed to mercury. And, you know, the combustion of fossil fuels, all the steam plants and coal-burning facilities, this is all increasing the amount of mercury that people are breathing in. So on top of that, then you've got the amalgams, you've got the amount of mercury in the fish and the people are drinking in the water. And then on top of that, the final straw, the final insult to injury is that vaccination. So it is, yes, vaccines are bad, but there's many other ways that people are getting mercury, and it's the additive cumulative effect of mercury that is so destructive. And that's the only substance that causes denudation of the neurofibers, that causes deterioration of the brain. Nothing else causes it. No other metal causes it to that extent.
And the irony here, of course, those that would try to dispute what you just said is to say, well, you'll get more mercury in eating a piece of fish. But when you ingest fish through the gastrointestinal tract, as long as it's intact, there's selenium there. There are other things that the microbes do in a healthy microbiome to sequester some level of mercury to pass it on through the body, which is not happening when you inject it or inhale it.
Exactly. That's exactly correct. The system was designed, the natural method of the body to eliminate mercury, the system was designed to eliminate mercury through the alimentary system, through the gastrointestinal system. That's exactly right. It was not designed to now deal with mercury in its organic form, adding an ethyl group or a methyl group or a phenyl group. I mean, phenyl group, if you get exposure to mercury with phenyl mercury, you're dead in 6 months.
Yeah. And, of course, via injection and inhalation, devastating. And yet these quack doctors within the church, or priests, really, in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccination denomination. How do you solve the healthcare crisis if you don't even know how we got into the crisis? And it really has little or nothing to do with money, yet it has everything to do with money, a monopoly on the money flowing in to an allopathic profession that doesn't want any competition. Rockefeller said competition is a sin, but it's also deadly for you and me. Don't let it continue. We'll talk about it more after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, it's another advanced medicine keeper. Go to medicalrewind.com if you miss an hour with Dr. Bitar. You got loads to catch up on. And, of course, we have a good time doing it, too. Solving the healthcare crisis one radio minute at a time each day, 6 days a week here. And, of course, when we get together with Dr. Bitar, we ramp it up to an advanced medicine level. And, you know, we're talking about the way that, I guess the people are clamoring for the solution to the healthcare crisis, but they don't know what they're asking for, unless they're asking for more torture, more pain, more misery, more disease, decay, dying, death, more chemotherapy, etc. And it's, you know, as I started the show today, Dr. Bitar, before you joined in, you know, I'm not saying I was discouraged, but I was just kind of at a point of, you know what, I'm just going to go to sleep for a couple of years, wake up, and then they'll be ready to hear it. But you're right, too, that a lot of people are waking up. And I've got to remember that it isn't about everybody. It's about each individual that wakes up. That's the most important thing. It's not that we're waking everybody up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, one person at a time. And how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And it's the same thing. More and more people are becoming aware. You know, I think that one of the messages that, that you've been very instrumental in bringing up in our discussions and met over the last 7 years, but even before we started doing radio together, I remember you talking a lot about the sustainability aspect, you know, how important it is to grow your own garden, to plant your own food and become more self-supportive and self-resilient and get basically not necessarily getting off the grid, but become creating a more of a sustainable practice of living. And I think that that message alone, Robert, is worth so much, whether you can plant a garden or not. If you can't plant a garden because you're living in the city of New York, you know, they go to the rooftop and do hydroponics or whatever. So many different ways of doing it. And when people get to that awareness and actually start to put the effort forward to grow their own plants and then to eat it, I don't know whether it's my imagination, but those plants always taste better.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, just cutting my own fruit, it tastes better. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's maybe it's a super tentorial type thing. Maybe it's a getting your own hands dirty type of thing. I don't know what it is, but I have had many. Even my wife says that she finds it therapeutic to work in her garden, even if it's not vegetables and fruits, and she's just doing some gardening with roses or some of the plants that aren't edible, she finds it therapeutic. And she told me, she goes, when I put my hands in the soil, it's like a reconnection.
Mm-hmm. And a recharge.
Exactly. And that's probably like an earthing type thing. You know.
Of course, it was this past Saturday, it was Naked Gardening Day. Fortunately, we weren't on the air, so we spared you that. But the idea is get out there, however, in whatever attire you want to wear. But I always, if I can, go barefoot, because that is a connection that you just don't get if you're always on concrete. A very important part of this. Now, I want to acknowledge on Twitter, you know, we were talking about the AAP, and it's we don't need studies to show that vaccines are safe and effective. We believe they are, right? And so Kristen McCumber sent a nice poster image of blind faith, because thinking is hard. And it's got a picture of all the sheep in mass just kind of rolling around like that group consciousness, that collective consciousness, which is not always necessary in your best interest, because it's been programmed by someone who wants to control the herd. Who's shepherding you into believing that subjecting yourself to toxic injections, including mercury and aluminum, etc., is somehow good for you? That is blind faith, because if you think about it, yeah, it's a little bit harder to say no when everybody else is going off the cliff, but I think you'll live.
Yeah, and the herd mentality is a phenomena that I think that the powers that be count on, and they create, knowing how the herd behaves, they create situations. In fact, this whole thing with immunity, like with children that have not been vaccinated, how parents get very upset in the propaganda that's told people that, hey, because these few families aren't getting vaccinated, that's risking putting your child at risk. And yet, if you think about it from a common sense standpoint, if what you believe is true, that you are protecting your child by vaccinating him, then why are you worried about the unprotected child? Because your child's been protected. They have the vaccine. So what are you worried about? Yet the propaganda is, you know, it's the logic of the propaganda. It defies logic, but it does feed the herd mentality and the fear that the herd has, and creates that stampede that then causes people to become very upset with everybody else that's not following the herd.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, it's much much easier to roll along with it, but of course it can be much more dangerous and deadly to your health. Listen, we're about out of time here, Dr. Bitar. And as we continue this discussion of advanced medicine, even when we're off the air, I look forward and invite more of y'all to join us each and every week here to do some advanced medicine. Dr. Bitar, what do they need to know before we got to go?
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.